How many of you believe that Jesus lives in you? Okay? So he actually lives in you. And he said his words are spirit and life, right? He is the truth. So how many of you believe that since he lives within you, that his words can come up on the inside of you and you can actually like hear them? Okay? So you believe Jesus lives in you and that he speaks to you because he lives in you, that like we've been talking about, he nourishes you and cherishes you because you are his body, right? So then when you speak those words that you believe that you've heard from him inside you, whose words are they? Kind of have to be his words. That's what you are, quote, speaking, but they're his words, right? It's just your mouth. I'm fully aware of the idea that a lot of people for years have thought I'm a little out there.
No.
Yes. Okay. Maybe more than a little. But even when I kind of consider the idea of not believing what we just discussed, and that maybe things are really just, what everybody else thinks, I began to meditate on these things and go, you know, either they're true or they're not, right? And if they are true, then there's a whole lot more to our lives than just what we can contact with our physical senses. There's a lot more, and we could be doing a lot better job of what Paul said in Ephesians, I believe that's the fourth chapter, growing up into him in all things. Okay? And I just meditate on these things and had a, I've told you many times that every morning for ever since January of 2020, I mean, goes back years and years, decades before that I would do it on occasion, but the 91st Psalm, right? And I'm very well aware that some of the things in that psalm are what we would call messianic prophecy. They're Jesus speaking to the Father. In fact, if you think about his life and then read that psalm, you realize that there's more of that psalm that are actually the spirit of Messiah, quote, prophesying, speaking out through David, than just David's words. And, I dwell in secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress and my God. And you go through that over and over and over. You deliver me from, and I mentioned to you not long ago, that snare of the fowler thing, and I looked up those words, and you're talking about a trap laid by a trapper, and then it actually tells you, it's not like and the noise and pestilence, the trap, the snare is the noise and pestilence. It's the noise that you hear in your head. It's that thing that goes on continually trying to get the enemy trying to get you off course and not believe who you are and not know, you know, like what you are. So I'm meditating on those things, and this morning as I was going through that, it was kind of like, I need to apologize to Jordan for, if y'all heard the train wreck in Jericho, when I was gone for a moment, and I came back, and I had no idea what we just went through, and I missed the little transition there. Same thing happened to me earlier this morning. As I was going through that, all of a sudden, you know, you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I should dash my foot against a stone. I tread upon it, it says young lion and adder, right? And I told y'all years ago, you know, it actually, the better words, the roaring one and the deceiver, the divider and destroyer, I trample underfoot. And I began to realize all of a sudden in that moment, I had an experience where the realization of the idea that those words, you could hear Jesus from Nazareth, the Son of God, speaking those words there in his body on the earth. No wonder the things, think about the times they tried to kill him, and it says he just went through their midst. And the enemy carried him up to the mountain, tried to get him to the top of the temple, tried to get him to jump off, right? I mean, all of those things that went on, we look at Jesus and we go, oh, well, that was Jesus. You know, of course, that's cool. But where does he live? In that moment, remember I said a minute ago, and Gary upped me one. I know y'all, sometimes people think I'm weird. But in that moment, the realization, like it became very real. It was as if, I'll say as if, okay? I think it actually was. Like the Spirit of the Christ, Jesus himself in me speaking those words out because those are his words. That's what the Father did for him as he spoke. And if we would come to understand that, you know, that unity, that oneness, I go back to John 17, I believe it's the 23rd, actually 21st and 23rd verse, over and over, Father, I in them and you in me, and that's E-N, contained in. I'm contained in them. You are contained in me. Well, that means if Jesus is in you and the Father is in him,